How are you splitting your time right now?
Well, you know, again, we really enjoy being on the field. You know, we're coaches. That's number one. And we really enjoy coming out here and coaching the guys. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we get in just like every coach in America. We get in early and stay late and try to organize our time and get the tasks accomplished that we need to get accomplished for that day.
Along those same lines, is it kind of nice to get out here and get away from the draft for a few hours?
No, I just think it's all like part of the day. You know, it's just like I said, every coach in America gets up early, comes in, you know, budgets his time properly, and, you know, there are a lot of new coaches in this league that are all doing the same thing, and we're just out here trying to get better every day, just like our players are.
This close to the draft, are you doing any lobbying as to what position you'd like to see addressed?
Lobbying? What is this, like Washington, D.C.? You send a lobbyist to the Capitol Hill? No. You know, I think you do come out here and you definitely evaluate every position. You know, you evaluate obviously the individual player, and then you evaluate the depth at that position. You know, the majority of our 2014 team is more than likely based on the draft and how many rookies are going to make the team. The majority of the team is here on the field, so you're evaluating as it relates to the draft, but also as it relates to you know, next year's team and the depth at each position and all those things.
How much do you talk about what happened last season?
You know, we don't talk about it that much as it relates to the whole season. We show tape. You know, there were plays that Houston ran last year that are similar to the plays we run. So we'll show them, hey, here's how we did it at this place, and here's how you guys did it last year, so they can see themselves on tape. And we called it, they called it apples, we call it oranges. But as far as addressing all the things that, you know, whatever, I wasn't here. You know, I was not here last year, so I have really no idea. So I would be very remiss in addressing anything that happened last year, having not been here.
But you inherited a 2-14 team. Is there a feeling of?
Yeah, but I just said, like, you know, I just said before, you know, every year is different. You know, that was last year.
I mean, but
is a new year.
You sense that they sense that, and that they're that.
Ask them. Okay. Ask them. I don't sense what they sense and sense this and sense that. I think that's something you need to ask them.
In terms of apples and oranges, what to you is different in this draft process than previous ones that you've done now that you're working with Rick Smith?
Oh, it's very different. You know, the last draft, the drafts that I've been involved in, I was an assistant. You know, so I was in charge of working out, you know, 10 guys, 8 guys, and reporting back to Bill and telling him what I thought. You know, I was, and then this one, you know, I'm the head football coach. And Rick is the general manager in charge of the draft, and we evaluate. We talk about basically the descriptions of the positions in our systems, and then we go out and evaluate the prospects that we think fit those systems, and then, you know, we grade them along with the scouts, and we all work together on that. So, you know, it's a very different role for me.
All right. Chris Berman said this week that he would never tell a brown man what player to select, but he trusts that a brown man will make the correct decision.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's class of 77 from Brown, and I'm class of 92. I probably shouldn't have said that. He's a little bit older than me, but and the football teams at Brown when he was there were a hell of a lot better than when I was there. So, but yeah, no, he's a good guy. Okay, thanks, guys.